I'm Jake.
And I'm Caroline.
And we just watched U.S. Go Home.
A bit of background on the film. It takes place during the 1960s, during the 1968 student revolution, which was termed a coming-of-age moment for France after World War II. It began in protest of new dormitory rules outlawing male visitors in female dormitories, started by Danny the Red, and began in the Natier campus in a suburb west of Paris and spread to the Sorbonne in the Latin Quarter. It was considered an iconic non-violent post-war movement at the intersection of counterculture, revolutions, and art and politics.
And the film series that U.S. Go Home is part of is called in French Tous les garçons et toutes les filles, which translates to All the Boys and All the Girls. So basically, a bunch of French filmmakers were tasked with capturing their adolescence and teenage years in one-hour films, specifically surrounding music. And director Claire Denis loved music growing up, was huge on it, so she leapt on the project to basically capture the essence of her own teenage years through music. So the film follows Martine and Marlene, two 15-year-old girls in a suburb outside of 1960s Paris. And the film plays with themes of adolescent sexual frustration, as well as, you know, a general coming-of-age genre, scattering about music that Denis herself listened to when she was a teenager.
So the plot begins on the night before a big party. Martine, the less experienced of the two friends, wants to lose her virginity. Marlene assures her she doesn't have to, but provides what little advice she can on the topic, just in case. Martine convinces her mother to allow her to attend a party with the condition that her older brother, Alain, escorts her there. Alain broods in his room, finding solace in a way too long solo dancing scene. Upon arriving at the party, the girls decide to ditch once they realize there are parents there. Instead, they hitchhike to a more mature party Alain is attending. The house is dark, smoky, and full of dramatic dancing teenagers. Marlene easily finds a boy to dance with, leaving Martine the lone wallflower.
So Martine gathers the courage eventually to go into a bedroom with one of the guys. And then she backs out, much to the frustration of this guy. You know, she's dazed, she's confused, she goes out and she searches for Marlene, and she finds her half naked with Elaine on a couch. Both of them look very displeased. So she's upset, she goes into the kitchen, and she's comforted by her brother in a bizarrely intimate slow dance that went on for way too long.
Was not a great time. So, both leave Marlene and the party on foot. And on their way, they encounter a lonely American soldier who offers them a ride home as well as a few bottles of Coca-Cola in what is broadly considered the most American move ever. Elaine refuses the ride and the Coke, calling the American a murderer, obviously. Left alone with the soldier, Martine instructs him to just keep driving all night because she, it turns out, doesn't know how to get home. They share cigarettes and flirt and eventually pull to the side of the road and walk into the woods together.
The next morning, Martine gets dropped off at a street corner, and Marlene and Elaine are sitting there already. The three of them do not speak, and we pan over to the soldier, and he drives away in his car, and behind the car, the words U.S. Go Home are spray-painted onto the wall. So Caroline, at the end of this movie, what was your first impression?
Jake, I thought that YouTube had broke. I had no idea what was happening, and I don't speak French, so I was confused. What about you?
I have to completely agree with you. We sat on the couch, watched the credits roll, and just tried to comprehend what we had just seen. It wasn't until maybe an hour or two later that we actually were able to piece together any of it.
Yes, so The U.S. Go Home is a very confusing film to watch out of context, both for its lack of dialogue and dark lighting, and because the movie itself is, again, in French, so some of the tones and connotations can be missed if this is not your first language. So, Jake, what would you say the most interesting part about this film was once we gathered together our shattered psyches?
I thought what was most interesting was how the long dance scenes and kind of the mysteriousness of it all was completely deliberate from Denis. Because, you know, as someone who didn't go out a lot, she actually felt that way about parties. And that's why, you know, in certain ways she related to Martine being the outsider at the parties, but in other ways she related to Elaine because of his love for music. What did you think was the most interesting part?
So I actually kind of focused on the title, U.S. Go Home, and how that kind of brought us continually back to that feeling of rebellion in the 60s that was kind of characteristic of America at that time as well, that kind of anti-capitalist American imperialism sentiment that was happening during the Vietnam War. And that was especially felt in France after the May 28th student uprising. So I kind of focused in on scenes where the American soldier was present, especially because that was really emblematic of American military might and in his offering of Coca-Cola, capitalism. Yes. So one of the striking parts of this film is actually its lack of dialogue and long unedited scenes of just dancing or driving or just dark conversations. There's one particular clip that lasts for 5 minutes, and it's just Elaine flailing about in his room alone because he's annoyed that he has to take Martine to the big dance. And we'll just play 10 seconds of it, but it's, imagine this happening for 5 minutes in a 1 hour movie. Can't you love me?
Can't you love me? Just give me all your love. Yeah, we really did not know what we were watching the first try. You know, if you think this is a lot, you can imagine watching it for 4 whole minutes. You know, as Caroline put it later, 6% of the whole film is devoted to just this boy going nuts in his bedroom. And, you know, the essay that we read on the topic argues that Denis is actually the woman behind the camera. And, you know, the idea that, you know, what we see and what we don't see is really important. In this case, you know, despite Elaine being alone in his room, you get the sense of privacy. He's just listening to music. He's truly being himself. But we're getting to see that. And at the end of the scene, actually, it pans over to Martine, who was watching the whole time, which we thought was really interesting.
Yeah, so definitely. So one of the themes, obviously, for us in America from Abroad is how does America come into play in this? So as I was alluding to earlier, the military, Coca-Cola, the graffiti at the end signaling U.S. go home, we don't want you here, you're not welcome. Coca-Cola being a symbol of American capitalism and the soldier being a symbol of American military might. So the way that America is engaged with in this film is particularly interesting because we see Martine being drawn to it, being drawn to the power, the sense of otherness that she gets from the adult soldier, whereas Elaine is repulsed by it. He calls the soldier a murderer for even suggesting that he would drive him home and says, I won't ride with you. So there's clearly very divergent reactions to America. And what I kind of got was the way that in the same way that the characters are having their own coming of age arc, so too is 1960s France in how they view America. The French in this are viewing America in the same way that a teenager views their parents. It's cool to hate America. It's cool to rebel against America, even if they're offering to give you a ride when you don't have a car. It demonstrates a sharpening ideological divide of the youth in the same way, and it's something that's just cool to hate, but something that you're not entirely independent of in the same way, and you kind of resent that.
Yeah, and the other main theme we saw was obviously growing up. You know, you have all these chaotic dancing scenes, you've got this sexual frustration, you know, with Martine trying to lose her virginity, and you have this awkward tension between Marlene and Elaine in that one scene. And, you know, at the end of the film, you have this soldier who's willing to reciprocate all the flirting that Martine is giving off. And at the end of their car ride, they go off into the woods. You know, what happens is up to our imagination. And, you know, we really see that Martine is able to gain that confidence to go off with him at all, rather than earlier in the film where she rejects the French teenager's advances. And, you know, even though the film is titled U.S. Go Home, you know, the relationship that the young people have with the idea of America is largely idealistic and, you know, it reflects the ways that growing up, you know, you're trying to develop your own opinions. You know, it's a big deal that Elaine declines the car ride because he's forming his own opinion on the U.S. as a whole. You know, they pretend to know about the world and, you know, Marlene has her experiences. Martine is new to all of it all. And, you know, the three of them are just as confused at the end of the movie as they were at the beginning. If anything, they just look sadder. They look more distant. And, you know, the film ends without any real lines from any of them. They just kind of stare off at this car driving away. And we're left kind of with this unanswered question.
And that was U.S. Go Home. We hope you liked it.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys.